Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the worthy name and the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. We rejoice in the fact that we have been able to present to you, and faithfully desire we shall continue to present to you, the only ground of redemption for your soul and for mine, the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We come to the closing and the concluding message in this book of Exodus, as far as we are going, relating to the character of the world in which you and I are living. And we have considered how God is bringing, and did bring, the people of Egypt, or the people of Israel rather, out of the land of Egypt, delivering them from the bondage of Pharaoh, the tyranny of the Egyptians, and all that they suffered within that place. What a deliverance! What an emancipation! Now let us again be reminded, this is so typical of the world in which you and I are living. But I would like to ask a question of my listener. Are you ready to leave the world? Are you sure how you will leave this world? Are you confident where you will be when you leave the world? And in the mind and the purposes of God in relation to the redemption of your soul, are you certain that you will be with God in Christ, redeemed in glory above? You've got to leave this world, my friend. I'm going to leave it. But I want to praise God. I'm ready. Now, how about you? Look with me today as we think of the readiness of the children of Israel, how they were made ready through the blood of the Paschal Lamb, and the power and the might of God coming in to deliver them then. I would like to read from verse 11 through verse 13 of chapter 12 in Exodus. Thus says Jehovah to the children of Israel regarding the Passover Lamb. It had to be slain, its blood had to be applied, and the lamb had to be roasted with fire. And we read in verse 11, thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Let us again repeat with emphasis that there's a day coming when God is going to smite the whole world with his judgments. My beloved friend, have you realized that? That the world is fully deserving of the judgments of the holy God that are yet to come upon it in his wrath and in his sore displeasure. Read the Word of God. Read, if you will, only one book in the Word of God, the book of the Revelation. And this last book in the Bible will conclusively prove to you, if you believe it is the Word of God, it will prove to you there's a day of judgment coming over this world. The rottenness, the defilement, the sinfulness, the iniquity, the violence, and the corruption that is filling it is fast nearing that day of divine retribution. Now, beloved, as we have stated again and again in this series of messages, the world is a place from which, out of which, and from the judgment that it deserves, you and I need to be delivered, and there's only one deliverer, one Savior alone, that can rescue you and rescue me from that which I fully deserve. My sins deserve eternal death. So do yours. But oh, in our story, God's provision was with a lamb. That lamb chosen and slain, and its blood appropriated and applied upon the doorposts of every home of the Israelites in the land of Goshen. That lamb chosen, slain, its blood applied, was God's way of deliverance from the angel of death. Now, my radio friend, I want to ask you, is the blood over you? Figuratively speaking, realistically in your soul, can you say that I've applied the blood of Christ? Can you say, and have you said in the words of the poet, nothing in my hands I bring to thee, O God, simply to thy cross I cling. For what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I beg of you in a day when very few are preaching the blood of Christ, please remember, there's no other way of redemption. Without the shedding of blood, God's word is declared, both in the Old and New Testament, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But thank God the blood of Christ was shed as of a lamb without blemish and without spot to put away our sins. I ask again, does God see the blood? Please know what he says. When I see the blood, now I don't know what you think of the value of the blood of Christ, but I want to point out, God values it. It's God's estimation of the blood. God's evaluation of that precious blood. The blood of his own dear son that was shed on the behalf of rebels and sinners like you and me. God values the death of his son. Whether the world may never value it matters not. God values it. And I ask my radio friend, have you valued it rightly? And does God look at you and say, I see the blood, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And just as the angel of death passed over the land of Goshen, passed over the houses of the Israelites, instead of passing in and wielding his sword of judgment, every Israelite behind the shelter of that blood-stained door was absolutely safe. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will not pass in death. And I will pass over you when I smite the land of Egypt. I want to ask again, my radio friend, please. I ask it plainly, bluntly. Are you sure that you're ready to leave this world? And I want to point out to you. Please let me point out to you. That unless the blood of Christ is over your soul, you're not ready. But if you will trust the precious blood of Christ and come under his divine protection for your redemption, for we are redeemed not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, says God, when you leave Egypt to the Israelites, your loins are to be girded in verse 11. Your shoes are to be on your feet. Your staff is to be in your hand, and you shall eat in haste, for you're going to leave very quickly. It's the Lord's Passover. Now here you have the picture that they were ready to leave. Their loins were girded, their shoes were upon their feet, their staff was in their hands, and they had been feasting upon the roasted lamb, and the blood was upon every doorpost of the Israelites in the land of Goshen. Just as the Israelite was ready to leave Egypt, so every man, woman, boy, and girl who is under the precious blood of Christ is ready to leave the world. Oh, I remember many years ago witnessing upon a plantation to some of the tenant farmers down in the state of South Carolina below. And I recall mentioning my joy and hope of redemption that I was going to heaven. And the one to whom I was speaking on that special occasion looked at me very quickly and he said, Captain, you isn't going there so soon, is you? You isn't going there so soon? Listen, my friend, listen. The dear man soon died afterward. Whether he was in Christ, I know not. But I want to tell you frankly, you're going to leave this world. And so am I. But thank God I am ready. But I raise the question, my friend, how about you? Here is the picture, ready to leave. The blood of Christ covering my soul. My loins girded. And as you may recognize, the children of Israel had to travel. And they were to go hastily out of Egypt. and of course their long flowing garments, which they wore in that day, were thus lifted up and tied about their loins, so that they could journey on quickly. The shoes were on their feet, ready for the journey. The staff was in their hand, to thus give them support, and they were to go. Oh, my beloved, ready for traveling, staff in hand, loins girded for service, and in urgency, says the Lord, leave in haste. Ye shall eat this Passover in haste. It's urgent. Be ready to leave. May I press upon my listeners the urgency of being ready to leave this world. Many years ago, the story has been told of a king who gave to his court jester, a man that entertained him and made him laugh. He was so foolish in the eyes of the king, the king gave him a golden wand. He says, you keep this wand until you meet a man that's a bigger fool than yourself. The jester never saw a man that was a bigger fool than him, until one day he was told that his master was dying. And before his king died, the king wanted to see the court jester. He came into the presence of the king, and the king said to him, I'm going on a journey. Where is my master going? I'm going on a long journey, answered the king. When is my master coming back? Asked the jester. I'm never coming back, said the king. The court jester knew what he meant. He was leaving and going into eternity. The jester said, Oh, my Lord, are you ready for that long journey? Have you made preparation for that journey? The king replied sadly, No, I have not. The court jester looked at his master and said, Master, you gave me this golden wand to give to the one whom I first would meet, who is a bigger fool than myself. Your Majesty, here is your wand. For he said, I'm ready for my long journey. My beloved radio friends, we close our message on this present series, but we raise the question, are you ready to leave the world? May God bring you, if not under the precious blood of Christ now, for your safe eternal shelter. O Father, bless the truth in Jesus' name for his glory. Amen.